Welcome to today's Rentschkat Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, we're joined by State Representative Guy Vanderlinden. He's here to talk about the upcoming legislative session.
What are some of the things that will be worked on in the budget committee at the House level and things that will need to be ironed out before April?
Well, everything depends on the budget. And as you point out, education being the biggest chunk of that, that will determine a lot of things. We've also got some priorities ahead of us that I don't know the details of yet, but I know the numbers are rather staggering regarding Medicaid. And once again, we are looking at infrastructure things like roads and bridges and how we're going to maintain those. I expect those will be the big things.
And some of those things will be tricky, and we'll start with the gas tax because that's something that, with gas prices as low as they are, is on the mind. Now, we've heard from different representatives different things. I know Ken Rosenboom has mentioned not wanting to raise that tax. I know Greg Hartzell mentioned to our Knoxville counterpart that there could be a 10-cent increase on the table. Obviously, you're not into specifics just yet. We're not quite there in a session yet, but what are some of the things that will be discussed early on in the session when it comes to the gas tax and impacting infrastructure in the Iowa DOT?
Well, the governor is going to meet with the leadership of both parties in both houses on the 7th of January to try to come up with a bipartisan, bicameral solution to what we're going to do about infrastructure. I'll be very interested to see what comes out of that meeting. As you may know, I have consistently opposed raising the gas tax unless there is a corresponding decrease in other taxes so that it becomes revenue neutral to Iowans. I maintain that position. I think if we are going to fix the roads by raising a tax, then we're going to offset it someplace else. Or more complicated would be to move spending from other things into the road use tax fund. I think the logistics of that are probably too difficult. But I reject the idea that every time we have a need, we need to turn to the taxpayer to fix it. I just don't think that's what people elected me to do, and we can fix the roads, but not necessarily by just increasing a tax.
And it's obviously very tough, like you said, now in a big multi-billion dollar budget to meet all of those needs. What is the challenge sometimes when you have to look at spending like that, where maybe not increasing a tax, but reallocating a fund? What is the difficulty of saying, well, we need this here. Sorry, you don't get yours anymore. That's a question I'm sure you get all the time. And it's one that you've worked through since your time here in the State House.
The obvious difficulty is whenever you propose to cut somebody's budget, you're going to hear from those people loud and clear. But frankly, I think that's what the people elected us to do, to make the hard decisions, not to just say, oh, we've got a new need, so you guys got to pay more. That's the easy thing for politicians to do, is say, well, the price of gas is down, so you won't feel this as much. It's still a tax increase put on the backs of Iowans because legislators refuse to make the hard decisions. And frankly, I think that's what we were elected to do.
Now, a lot of easy decisions coming up in the next few months as well. What are some of the things that you'll be focusing on specifically to work on as we look forward to the session?
Well, as chair of the State Government Committee, my primary responsibility will have to do with regulation, gambling issues, hopefully some streamlining of boards and commissions. I think that's something we can look at. And, of course, the biggest one in state government is elections. So I expect there will be some bills having to do with how we conduct our elections. And I don't have any as yet, but we'll look at those as they come forward.
How do you think Iowa has done compared to other states in actually getting things done? I mean, a big sweeping property tax bill a couple of years ago, some other big changes in the way that we're funding education here. What do you think is keeping Iowa ahead of that curve and the ability to cross party aisles, even when it might be very tough, especially in a political environment that has increasingly become partisan?
When I came into office 4 years ago, the state was fairly deeply in debt. We'd used up the reserves, we'd used up the emergency funds, we'd made some commitments in terms of loans and so forth, bonding, I should say. We were not in real good shape. Fortunately, I think just through common sense that Iowans have an abundance of, we fixed a lot of those problems in a bipartisan way, even though we have the division between the House and the Senate in terms of control. Now we're on a sound fiscal basis. I think we have done some good things for education, and I think the state's better off. But it's because, frankly, of just the way Iowans do business.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's talk Pella. Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.